It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. As the Iraq War enters its fifth year, the biggest security challenges remain largely unchanged: car bombs and sectarian violence. U.S. and Iraqi units are setting up military outposts around Baghdad to reduce those threats. In a town near the Tigris River, right outside Baghdad, one such outpost is sandwiched between Sunni and Shia areas.
It's two homes that were vacant that this unit is leasing from the owner, with barriers around the outside of it, with a whole bunch of Humvees parked in front, antennas poking out of the top of it, that's been fortified to an extent with machine guns. But it's really just a base from which to conduct the daily patrols down there in this highly volatile part of southern Baghdad.
Major General Joseph Fill is the American commander in charge of security in Baghdad. We reached him on the phone there to learn more about how these outposts are working.
Wherever these have been established, the rate of violence tends to come down pretty quickly. The rate of acceptance by the population there tends to come up very quickly, and we're building them as we speak.
And what are you hearing? Are you able to hear from Iraqi civilians yourself?
Yeah, I am, and as a matter of fact, I just got in from southern Baghdad, and people down there are very, very pleased with what they see. And I think that's to be expected. We're seeing this all over the city. Wherever you go, and security has been improved, and people can get back to the business of life and not having to worry about getting in and out of their cars, going to market. But, you know, again, we've got quite a ways to go, and we're really just on the front edge of this thing.
You know, the whole question, though, of the safety of markets, and that's really key because markets obviously represent and in actual fact are critical for the average person.
Well, you're absolutely right. And they're especially, by the way, easy targets for these car bombs, which are just, you know, hugely devastating. What we've been able to do, working very closely with the Iraqis, is take all the larger markets and turn them basically into pedestrian zones. The most famous of them is the Al-Shorja market. People liken it to Fifth Avenue. That might be a bit of a stretch, but it's a real busy street. And since it's been turned into this pedestrian-only zone, there have been no attacks there at all.
But unfortunately, one thing about insurgents in Iraq is that they continually change their strategy. When these become pedestrian zones, won't they just walk in?
No, that's exactly what they do. And that's why once you block the vehicular traffic, then we have to start checking the pedestrians who are coming in and out. It's nearly impossible to make something totally invulnerable. And the tactics will change, the locations will change, and the techniques will change. And we're very much working with the Iraqis to try and anticipate that.
One thing about the outposts, they were aimed at reducing sectarian attacks. And in Sunni areas, that would mean countering the threat posed by the Shiite militias. Has that been working?
There's no question that when they go in, they become a threat to insurgents who are in that neighborhood. And we've had a number of attacks on these outposts, which, by the way, have all been successfully countered. The Shia extremist militias have, until recently, been fairly quiet. And that's something we're watching very closely.
What do you think, at this point in time, the head of the main Shiite militia group, Muqtada al-Sadr, is doing?
We believe he's not here, first of all. And where he is and why he's there, I think, is a good question for his people to be asking right now.
Is he lying low?
We think he is. I know that several days ago, at least, he was in Iran, and we do believe that he is laying low, and we believe that many of his forces are doing the same.
Does that translate to simply waiting out the coalition forces and the Americans?
It might. We don't know. We believe that he's retaining all of his options, just as we are, of course, and just as the Iraqis are. It doesn't deter the will of the Iraqi people in any way to want to have security in their city and to want to be militia-free. We've heard that time and time again.
Major General Joseph Fill is commanding general of the Army's 1st Cavalry Division, which is responsible for security operations in Baghdad. And we're tracking the military and civilian death toll in Iraq at NPR.org.